Chapter 4. Madame Bernadette's cave was better than any office the crew had seen. It stank of sage and sandalwood, residue of the smoke from incense smeared over every surface of the room. Purple-blue velvet curtains lined the walls of her seeing room. Jammed in the center of the tiny room was a circular table with a burgundy floral cloth thrown over it in true gypsy fashion. Madame waited there in her weird green French antique chair, greeting the boys with amber, eagle-like eyes that swarmed with a sea of mystery. She wore a patterned bandana and turquoise eyeliner on her tanned French face and big circular earrings that looked like gladiator shields. She was in her 40s and was not very beautiful. Pointing directly to John with a long, skeletal finger and gesturing for him to sit down in front of her, she crowed, "I know why you have come, Big John." The boys were shocked by her admission. "How do you know my name?" John asked. "My sight doesn't lie. It's the ball. It tells me everything." Madame put her bony hands around the magical ball, whirling with cloudy citrine, green, and blue smoke in a mist of fog and dismay. "You want to marry this Maggie May girl," she said, dead serious.
"Yes. Well, I guess so."
She swirled her left finger around the top of the ball while peering into the glass. "You need time for that. But to be with her, that you could have," she said as she leaned back into the chair. "But you have to do something first."
"What's that?"
"You have to draw what you want with this pen," she said, laying a blue pen embossed with gold circular patterns down in front of him. "Remember, when you were younger, you used to love drawing. You even drew Maggie May once in the 5th grade in art class. She sat for you, but everyone made fun of you for being too artsy. Now draw like the wind. Draw away the fat, my son."
"Oh, shucks, the fat thing again. But I love to eat. I am Big John. That's what everyone calls me."
"Your choice. Losing the weight is the only way. This one you want. She likes appearances."
"Okay, I will try it."
"You can only eat half your appetite or less always, or else all your weight will return the next day."
"Okay, what do I owe you?"
$50.
John reached into his pocket and tossed 2 20s and a measly 10 on the table. The madam snatched it away and leaned forward, staring at him coldly.
"I see you fat, fatter than you have ever been, alone, living in your parents' house forever. That's what I see."
Her stare seared him like a piece of fish. John couldn't breathe. He got up and ran outside. Mike and Chris raced after him. "I had to get out of there. That woman is some voodoo princess. She's a witch, I swear. I could feel her stare in my chest." Chris howled with laughter. "She told you straight, man. You gotta stop eating now. It's the only way." "I don't know. I'll try it, but I feel sick," John said, resting his hands on his knees. "I am telling y'all, Madam doesn't lie. You better watch yourself, Big John," Mike said.
"Okay, Mike, but let's get back to the lair and watch a funny movie. Maybe order a pizza or something. I think John needs to take his mind off this whole spook show," Chris said.
"Okay, fine with me," Mike agreed. They walked the long way home through Santa Monica, down Main Street, along Palisades Park to the winding road into the canyon, finally reaching Mike's California bungalow and their cellar hideaway at around 8 o'clock. Mike's mom immediately came down and wanted to know if they had eaten. Mike told her they had just ordered some pizza from a delivery service. When the 3 enormous deep-dish pizzas from Buster's Chicago Pies arrived, loaded with extra pepperoni, hamburger, and triple cheese, John ate fast like he always did, but something inside him felt like it might be his last meal, like Madam was right there, watching him with those strange eyes.
"Eat half your appetite always," she had said.
Her commanding voice was stuck in his head, all he could think about. The spicy pepperoni tasted so good on his tongue, but now he was afraid of it all, afraid he might be alone forever, afraid of the Madam.